Personal prayer. Let us pray for our families, fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, kids, and every member of the family. Let us pray for the church, the servants, the deacons, the priests, the bishops, the patriarch. And everyone who gives any service to the children of God. Let us pray for our church in Egypt who are suffering for the name of Jesus Christ everywhere. Those who were kidnapped, those who were raped, those who were killed and those who lost their jobs and homes. Let us pray for the Christians who are suffering for the sake of Christ in Iraq, Syria, Libya, and everywhere in the world, to strengthen their faith and to accept the blood of the martyrs as a sweet savor of incense before his throne. Let us pray for those who are very hard in hearts, who kill, and who persecute. Those terrorists, for the Lord to open their hearts and minds to the true light before it's too late for them. Let us pray for the peace of the whole world, especially the leaders who are gathering the weapons and the arms in the name of peace and tranquility. Last but not least, our Lord, we ask you tonight, in the first moments in the new year, to carry us launching to the depths. We feel that up till now, we are on the surface. We are not in the depths with you. Yes, we know your name. Yes, we mention your name. Yes, we have Christian names. Yes, we come to your house. But not yes, that you live truly and dwell actually in the depths of our hearts. Please, our Lord, cleanse our hearts. Purify our hearts. Purify our bodies. That purity is our difficulty. Purity of heart will let us put everything under our feet, keeping you only in the bottom of our hearts. Please. He is our Lord. Let us go to the depths with you. Feel how much do you love us. Feel how much you are precious. We are precious to you. Feel so much that our prices, our values, is your blood that you shed on the cross for our salvation. We do not hurt you. We do not sadden you. We do not break your heart only. But we do all that for ourselves. Up till now, we don't recognize your true love to us. To put you on the top of our priorities. Top of our priorities. Top and beginning of everything and the last of everything. Walking in you. Then the shadow of death will never overcome us. Please, our Lord, let this year be the year of depths for every one of us. Not only to speak about you, or to hear about you, or even to preach in your name, but to live in you, and you live in us. This is the only way to have the inner peace that the whole world is searching for. I will never reach unless everyone puts you really in his heart. Accept the prayers of your children, my Father, and the children of your great love who are praying to you from all their hearts tonight. Accept every single prayer and supplication that they raised to your holy throne tonight. And let us begin this year in great hope that you will never refuse or reject our repentance. We want to repent really. We want to change our way really towards the ways of salvation. Remember everything we prayed for and accept it tonight. Through the precious blood of your cross and the great salvation that you performed for us through the intercession of the Mother of God, Saint Mary, the prayers of the saints of tonight, and to the cloud of the witnesses who are in heavens now looking at us and praying for us, accept these prayers and let us be worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thy in the kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. سنة جديدة سعيدة على الجميع. كلنا نسلم على بعض ونستقبل السنة الجديدة بفرح ورجاء. وحنوزع النتيجة بتاعت سنة 2015.